Again, my name is Lawson Priest. I'm with the University of Arkansas. I'm currently a master's student there. I wanted to start off with justification of why we conducted the research that we did. So this is a satellite image of Clarksville, Arkansas, right near Memphis, Tennessee. It's just across the river. This is a satellite image that is overlaid with crop technology and the crops planted in that area. One thing that I want to point out is the close proximity of the different cotton technologies that are planted. And let me see if I can scroll over here. You got Extend Cotton planted next to Liberty Link Cotton, planted next to Enlist Cotton. Now, this may pose a higher risk for off-target movement. And we saw this play out throughout Arkansas and throughout the Mid-South, producers planting technologies in such close proximity. This field here in the center, the Enlist field was about 285 acres and was one of the first Enlist applications that was made in the state of Arkansas. This Enlist application moved off target and damaged a lot of susceptible cotton in this area, as you can see as I pop up this these colored figures here. This injured cotton saw high levels of injury and yield loss. The applicator that made the Enlist application said that the wind direction was out of the south-southwest at time of application. So how did this injury occur on the south side of the field or on the west side of the field if the wind was blowing out of the south-southwest? And that's one of the questions I'm going to try to answer today with the research that we conducted. This is the image of the south side of the field. On the left, you have the on your left, you have the Enlist cotton, and on the right, you have the non-Enlist cotton. You can see high levels of 2,4-D symptomology on that non-Enlist cotton. Now, we didn't walk out to this field and just start hypothesizing that volatility occurred. We looked through literature and saw that old formulations of 2,4-D, those being amine and ester, have high volatile traits and have volatilized at high enough rates to injure susceptible crops, those being cotton and grapes. So all of this literature shows that the old formulations of 2,4-D have volatility problems. The new formulation in Enlist is 2,4-D choline, and it's supposedly a less volatile product. So that brought us to the question, does volatility of Enlist 1 pose a risk for damaging susceptible cotton? And that's what I'm going to try to answer today with the research that we conducted. Now, I hypothesize after walking several of these complaints in the state of Arkansas that Enlist 1 does have the potential to damage susceptible cotton in means of volatilization and physical drift. And the objective of this study was to assess the likely causes of off-target movement of the Enlist 1 with a commercial herbicide. So we went to Marianne, Arkansas, and we found a 20-acre field that we planted within an Extend Flex cotton variety. In the middle of that 20-acre field, we made an application of Enlist 1 plus Liberty. And we made this tank mix combination for two reasons. Number one, this is going to be a highly recommended herbicide application in the state of Arkansas due to having two effective modes of action to control problems or troublesome weeds. We also made this tank mixture because we know that when Liberty is added to the tank in dicamba, it increases volatility of dicamba. So we wanted to maximize the likelihood of us seeing volatility to occur. Now, we use common application techniques as a commercial applicator would do. And on the date that we sprayed, it was around 90 degrees and 54% relative humidity, that being conducive environmental conditions for volatility to occur. This is an aerial image of the actual field that the research was conducted in. The blue shaded area is the treated area. That's a 1 acre area there. So we collected four different response variables. The first being that we wanted to determine if 2,4-D is volatilizing. And we did this by placing high volume air samplers in the treated area and surrounding the treated area. We placed air samplers around the treated area to see if 2,4-D was volatilizing at high enough rates to move off target and if we were able to capture that there. The next response, we used high volume 6.5 cubic feet per minute air samplers. The next response variable that we analyzed or wanted to look at was placing bioindicator plants, those being potted ExtendFlex cotton, in the treated area 30 minutes, 24 hours, and 48 hours after application. We then later came back and removed those cotton plants 72 hours after the application was made, placed them off target or off site where they could no longer be injured by 2,4-D, and then we could come back and evaluate those for 2,4-D symptomology. If injury from 2,4-D volatilization or Enlist 1 volatilization were to occur, we would expect to see it on these plants as they were placed directly in the treated area. The next thing we did was we determined the wind direction at time of application. We placed transects in the downwind direction. We placed these transects on the northeast side of the field and on the north side of the field. Every 20 feet along these transects, we placed a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket, over the susceptible cotton plants. This did a number of things for us. First of all, it protected the susceptible cotton from physical drift. Therefore, we could come back and remove those buckets 30 minutes after application and come back and rate those at a later date and analyze or record injury just from volatility. We could then rate another cotton plant right adjacent to it that it has been exposed to physical drift and volatility. So it gave us the ability to separate the difference from physical drift and volatility in the downwind direction at the time of application. Before I get into the fourth response variable, it's always important when talking about off-target movement of herbicides to mention wind speed and wind direction at the time of application and after application. So this is what I'm going to do here. At the time of application, we had an average wind speed of 8.38 miles per hour. We actually stayed on label with our application. We had an average wind direction of 207, and it was a pretty steady wind. Therefore, any physical drift that damaged susceptible cotton from the treated area were to occur in the gray shaded region above. Again, that's physical drift. Any volatility that injured susceptible cotton around the treated area from a half hour to 24 hours after application, as we did see a wind direction change, would occur in the gray shaded area. From 24 to 48 hours, any injury from volatility would occur in the shaded area that just appeared on the screen. And then 48 to 72 hours, any injury that occurred from volatility would occur in the white shaded area. What I want to reiterate here before I move on is that any damage from physical drift on the susceptible cotton would occur in the red shaded area. Any damage that occurred from volatility would occur in the other gray shaded areas around the treated area. So the fourth response variable that we did is we flew a UAV or drone. It was a DJI Phantom 4 with a mounted multispectral camera that we were able to produce a NDVI analysis on. On the top you have an RGB image, on the bottom you have an NDVI image. NDVI is a good way to look at crop health and if a crop is damaged. If the crop is damaged, it's going to display in red. If it's healthy, it's going to be displayed in green. As you can see here, most of the damaged cotton in that NDVI image, and you can even see it in the RGB image, is in the shaded area that we expected to see damage from physical drift, not volatility. So volatility did not injure susceptible cotton surrounding the plants, but let's check our other response variables. This is the east side of the field standing in the treated area. As you can see, we did see some 2,4-D symptomology right there on the edge, and it dissipated very quickly as you moved out from the treated area. On the south side of the field, I want to note here that the high kill of cotton we received with our 2,4-D application, and then that one row right next to the treated area did see some damage on the south side of the field. However, as you move in to rows 2 and 3, there was no damage present. So going to those transects that we walked down and rated after the application, where we used a bucket to protect the susceptible cotton from physical drift, and then we rated physical drift damage on the adjacent cotton plants. You can see here that the plants that were not covered by the bucket displayed in this line here saw high levels of injury right next to the treated area, up to 100%, and it dissipated down to 50% as you moved 100 feet from the treated area. The plants that were placed under the bucket in the downwind direction of the treated area, you can see suffered no levels of damage. And I'll show you an image of that here. You can see the plant next to the pink flag. This plant here appears very healthy, showing no 2,4-D symptomology. That plant was protected from physical drift with the use of a bucket at the time of application. The plant right adjacent to it was exposed to physical drift. Therefore, physical drift was the main reason we saw symptomology of 2,4-D on the susceptible cotton, not volatility in the downwind direction of the treated area. Moving on to the bioindicator plants that we placed in the treated area from a half hour to 72 hours after application. Now, if we saw volatility that occurred at high enough rates to injure susceptible cotton, we would expect to see injury on this flat of treated plants that was placed in the treated area for 71 and a half hours after application. However, that's simply not the case. We do not see any symptomology on those plants, and they look very comparable to the control. So from what we've seen so far, we can conclude that 2,4-D did not volatilize at high enough rates to injure susceptible cotton. But did it volatilize? And looking at the air sampler data, from the air sampler placed in the treated area 30 minutes after application, you can say, yes, 2,4-D did volatilize. It volatilized at 1,257 nanograms after application. So 2,4-D choline does volatilize after application, but it does not volatilize at high enough rates to injure susceptible cotton. The other question we wanted to answer was, does the volatility of 2,4-D choline move off target? And yes, it does. You can see the air samplers that we placed around the treated area all recorded some level of 2,4-D choline. Moving into my conclusions, off-target damage caused by Enlist 1 is a result of physical drift or tank contamination, not of volatility. It is important to note for producers, consultants, and applicators that 2,4-D does have the ability to move long distances in the downwind direction. And also, aerial images can be used to determine the direction of physical drift of auxin technologies. But how does what we learned from the experiment that we conducted apply to producers in our area? First of all, it points out the problems of planting technologies in such close proximity. When you have Extend, Liberty, Lincoln, and Enlist cotton planted so close together, you're asking for a problem. But how do we mitigate some of those risks? How do we mitigate the injury suffered from Enlist applications with close by susceptible cotton? And how did that occur in this scenario? And I'm going to try to answer that question with this next slide. First of all, let me set up this graph for you. On the y-axis, we have wind direction on the compass rose from 0 to 360 degrees north to south. And then on the other y-axis, you have an average wind speed. And on the x-axis, you have the time interval of 45 minutes. The point I want to make from this graph is that you had an average wind speed of less than 3 miles per hour. In 45 minutes, you saw an average wind direction change of 360 degrees on the compass rose to 180 degrees in 45 minutes. That means your wind blew from north to south in 45 minutes after application, or after the start of the application. I contend if you're spraying a 285-acre field, it's going to take longer than 45 minutes. So you have to be aware of wind direction change when applying these herbicides in close proximity to susceptible crops. But how can producers do that? Because they're mostly in the spray rig. There's a new technology out there that I wanted to bring up and close this talk with, and it's called on-the-go weather monitoring. And you can place this on your spray rig. It gives you wind direction and wind speed during your application. So it adjusts for the tractor speed. It adjusts for wind direction changes. You can also set up a buzzer on it. If you know you have a susceptible crop in the west side of your field, it'll buzz at you if the wind starts blowing to the west, so you know you're about to drift on your neighbor. With that, I'll take any questions.
We have time for one question.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at the accuracy of that system on detecting the wind speed on the go?
No, I've not personally looked at the wind speed, but I do think it is an underutilized technology that a lot of people have not taken up and really put forth the effort to incorporate in some of their system, especially for commercial applicators. I think this is really where this would be a good fit, because this system is expensive. It's about $2,000. So I don't see a producer using it, but more of a custom applicator.
Let's thank our speaker.